Time to start thinking about what you have been doing to make that change. Are you ready? I'm ready. It's really important. This is Miss CEO, and this is your exit strategy, how to fire your boss in 12 weeks. But that may not be as easy as you think if you don't think. And if you don't think, you cannot act. If you do not act or take action, it's going to be more and more difficult for you to see the difference in your own life. Let me tell you, once I decided that I needed to make a change, I thought, that was it. I've taken the first step. I have made a decision. I've started to change my mindset. I have started to think like a business owner. I've been in the Army too long at the time, and I knew that I was just not fulfilling my destiny. I needed to do more. And the more that I thought about it, the more that I was experiencing separation anxiety, as we've discussed in previous casts, but more than anything else, what I was experiencing was the lethargy, the, am I sure this is what I want to do? The back and forth, the inaction, the not taking it upon myself to make things happen. It gets more and more difficult every day. So I am going to ask you this question. What steps have you taken to make that shift? Let's see. Let's start. First things first. Have you written it down? That is the first thing that you must do. Write it down. Once you write it down, it becomes real. You have committed to it. You know, it's kind of like I talk about the entrepreneurial bug. Once it bites you, it bites you, and you start thinking and doing things about it. So let's put that down as number one. Write it down. Commit to yourself by seeing it on paper. If you've done this, then you've taken the second most important step, which is knowing that now you're accountable. Because if you can see it and you can read it, then you remind yourself you need to take certain actions. Take action. It's going to be staring at you every time you see it. Write it down in as many places as you can. In your journal, in your daytimer, that's kind of dating myself saying daytimer, but in your agenda, in your to-do list, on your refrigerator, if you need to put a nice little yellow post-it note on your door, on your mirror, on your car dashboard, wherever it takes, you put it down there. You make sure that you write that message to yourself that reminds you to take that action. You have committed to changing your life. Commitment starts with action. Number two, get support. You don't know everything. I know I don't know everything. Every day I'm learning more and more and more about what I don't know. And not too long ago, I made a post on one of my business pages. And it was one of those things that becomes really important because I had to apply it to myself several times. You know what that is? It's the very, very, very difficult to admit, but important knowledge that knowledge is power. And what you don't know may be the key to your success, but you don't know it. So since you don't know, get support. Find those people that know more about your potential new business than you do. Invest in yourself. Take the time. And by invest in yourself, even though, hey, my crafting the perfect exit, how to quit your boss in 12 weeks, happens to be a great course. When I say invest in yourself, I don't mean just go out there and spend the money. I want you to look inside yourself and invest in taking the time. Sometimes, yes, an outside influence is important, but the most important thing that you have to do is understanding that you need the support. Understanding that even though you know so much, what you don't know is probably what's going to be holding you back. You heard those bells ding? What you don't know. We hate to admit that to ourselves. I hate thinking that I don't know everything, but every day I understand that I've learned something new, which means yesterday I didn't know everything. And guess what? Tomorrow I'll realize that again. What you don't know may be the key to your success. So get out there and get that support that you need. Number three. And number three is simple, and I will simplify it for you. Okay? There are resources out there. Look for resources. So number three is look for resources. If you have resources available to you that you don't use, you're hurting yourself. So why not go out there and understand that the resources are there for a reason, to help you, to edify you, to build you up. You have chosen to make a change in your life. You've slowly but surely started to take action. You have gotten some support, some knowledge from someone who knows more than you do or has experienced more than you do or sometimes has failed more than you have. Those are all important. Now they have resources. A resource can be something as simple as a software. It can be something in the library that's going to help you build on your knowledge about what it is you're trying to accomplish. It can be a mentor, as it can be a resource. It can be funding. Whatever it is, there are resources out there that you must use, from SCORE all the way through to software dictionaries that tell you what each software can do. Because let's say you want to start teaching nursing best practices because you've been a nurse for 14 years. Although you know what the best practices are, what you don't know is how to encapsulate them so that you can market them to someone else. That resource is going to be something important. Once you find the software that can help you put your knowledge into, let's say, a webinar or a course or a book, then that is a business that you can put together. I can help you, but you can put that together because you have found the resource. So use every resource. Okay. Number four, get totally and completely focused. Once you have focus, then everything falls into place. Once you have been able to focus exactly what it is you want to do, do you want to leave your current job? You want to replace that income? You want to get through and over the separation anxiety? You've attained the knowledge that you need to have. You've gotten the support. You are taking actionable steps that are measurable. And you've used resources that are out there. Guess what? Now it's time for you to start focusing. Look at everything you wrote down. What you wrote down is, I want to be a nursing consultant. That's what your goal is. Okay, so now we're going to focus on what it takes to be the best nursing consultant out there. So once we have that focus, then everything else we've talked about is going to fall into place because we're going to outline what you need to do to become the very best at doing this. And once you have that focus, it's going to become every single actionable step that we take is going to be laser focused on that specific subject, becoming that nursing consultant that you want to be. We're going to write that outline down. In order to be the best nursing consultant, I will need my experience. I have 10, 15, 20, whatever amount of years it is. Then the next step is going to be upskilling. What else do I need to do to bring my knowledge up to date? Upskill. Every one of these things we will put in an outline for you. The third thing that we're going to need to do is going to be research, saleability, scalability. We're going to put it all in context. Why? Because that's how you build a business. You have the knowledge. You are an amazing nursing consultant. Now we have to turn that into a business that is going to bring you revenue. That within X number of months or even a year, because we do not want to think that we can replace your income in 12 weeks or 16 weeks or 18 weeks, we will have a plan, a decided plan, where we take everything and put it together and make sure that you are experiencing a certain comfort level that you can go from your business, okay, fluidly without missing out on that paycheck, which was holding you back. Yes, your paycheck was holding you back. But now that we have this laser focus, we know how much time it'll take for us to get working backwards to where your paycheck starts and the rest of your life begins. Because we know that you need more money. We know that you need more time to enjoy the money that you're making. And we know that you need to start feeling that sense of joy and fulfillment in knowing you've finally, finally attained the full capacity of your best you. And so many other people are out there counting on you to be able to do this. Okay. Number five, now that we've got our laser focus, now that we know exactly what we need to do, we have to go to the next step, which is implementation. We've written it down. We've got the resources. We've gotten the support. We've attained the knowledge. We have focused in exactly on what we need to do. Now we have all of this. We're certain, we're sure. What we don't have now is going back to action. We must take action. Action is the prevailing driving force behind what we're doing. So the most important part is going to be, boom, taking the most decided action, which is implementing everything that you have thought about, learned about, gotten support for, used the resources of, and focused deeply into. We are going to start an implementation guide. We are going to tell you how to make this happen. How do I take this information that I've garnered and turn it into this course that I want to put out there to be the best nursing consultant ever? This is how we're going to implement it. Once we have our implementation down, that's it. Then it's just a question of tying up the loose ends and getting into the tech of it, getting into the saleability of it, getting into putting it out there online, developing the websites, the sales pages, everything else. But guess what? To be perfectly honest, and I'm speaking solely from experience, that is the easy part. Because once you know what it is that you want to do, and you have definitely gotten the support for it, you have utilized the resources, you have focused deep, deep, deep focus into what you have to do. Once you start the implementation process, all you have to do is find somebody who knows what they're doing, which is part of your resource library now, and put it all out there and get it ready to sell. I don't want you thinking for 1 second that you can do it all, which then leads us to number six out of our 7-step plan. Number six is find the best partners. Find the best partners to help you take everything that you have been able to put together through implementation and have them take care of the small items for you. The things that you know that you probably could do, but we discussed this in a prior cast as well. Just because you can do it does not mean that your worth should be employed to do it. You are worth a lot more to yourself by paying someone to put a website together than for you trying to develop a full WordPress site on your own or even learn Wix or Squarespace. You are better than that. You can pay someone on the outside to take care of it so you can develop your skill, so you can develop what you're selling, so that you can be the best at the business that you have set yourself up for. Let your self-worth dictate that you can actually hire someone whose expertise is to do those things. So they can take care of the minutia that comes with the tech, the minutia that comes with the saleability, the minutia that comes with the business end, everything from a web developer to a bookkeeper. Those things can be done very inexpensively through someone else. Your time, your focus needs to be totally and completely employed in getting you to be the best that you can be at your business, whether that's nursing consulting or that's running a daycare or that is baking cookies. Whatever your business is, that's where you have to employ your time and that's where you have to employ your focus. Someone else can do the other end and we'll have them ready for you. We've got a great resource network, which we talked about. And number three, resources, use them all. And this is part of utilizing your resources to increase the potential for your business. Your time is better spent on you and your business than it is spent trying to do things that you are not an expert at. Okay? That's so important. I don't think I can drive that point home enough. Everybody cannot be the French fry guy at Burger King. So keep that in mind. Okay. And number seven, so that we can end this, so that you can go out there and start doing what you have to do. Number seven is, if nothing else, the most important part of taking action. And that is taking action. What are you doing? What have you done during this podcast? What have you done with your time? Did you take a pen and write down numbers 1 through 7? Did you start outlining these things for yourself? Did you hear the bells ding again? Every time that bell dings, that means you should have been taking action. And taking action means write it down. Start doing it. Who do I need to call? Who is in my resource library? What is it that I have to do? The first call that you can make will be to me, Miss CEO. Why? Because I can take you through these steps one by one and make sure that you can get started today. Call me, Miss CEO, 407-640-2074, or go to www.msceeo.com. That's missceo.com. And I can help you put these steps into action, because the most important thing that you can do right now is take action. And listen, let me be perfectly honest. You don't have to do this with me, but you have to do this. You can hire anyone you want. I've got a great resource library of amazing people who can do so much of this for you. Let me know if you'd rather work with someone else. I don't care. My feelings will not be hurt. My feelings will only be hurt if you don't take this upon yourself and make it happen. Because I want to hear it. I want to be a part of it. I want you to come back to this podcast. I want you to go facebook.com/MissCEO and say, thank you. I did this. I chose another consultant to work with me, but I did it. I don't care whether it's me or whether it's Jimmy H or whether it's Seal, whatever. I have so many amazing people that I work with. I don't care who they are. They can help you. One of us can definitely take you to the next level. I'd rather it be me, because I'm really good at what I do after 30 years of making successful businesses happen, but it does not matter. What matters is that you take these 7 steps and you make them work for you. Okay? We're going to recap. The first thing that I want you to do is write it down as a reminder to yourself. The second thing, we have to understand, okay, the importance of you seeking support. Okay, so the first thing is write it down. The second thing is seek support. The third thing is utilize resources. Find and utilize resources. Okay, fourth thing, let's focus. Because when we focus, then we can take all of the things that we have learned through acquiring knowledge and acquiring support. And now we've written it down and we've got our plan. Now we are going to laser focus. Once we're focused, then we're going to go ahead and do the next most important thing, which is implementation. We are going to take what we've learned and we are going to go ahead and we're going to make it happen. We are going to implement. Okay? We are doing this because it has to happen, because we are no longer in a position for us to say, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I don't want to be at this job. You can take this job and shove it. You know what? You can either take it and love it or take it and shove it, but you just can't take it anymore. So what, you know what we have to do, okay? And last but not least, as I said, get somebody to get this taken care of for you. Hire out. When you hire out, you hire up. When you hire out and you hire up, you get things done. All right? That's it for me today. I hope you got something out of it. I know I was kind of going through this a little bit quickly, so you may have to listen to me twice, but it's important. It's something that I want you to listen to time and time again and hopefully get something out of it, garner as much of this to help you get motivated and get out there, because I know that you can and I want to hear from you. So just click on this podcast, share it with a friend, see if anyone else you know out there needs that extra push and motivation to get started and get done. So I leave you with this question again. What have you done to take action?